Blog Talk Radio.
We locked in. Yeah, we locked in. Locked in, family. Locked in. It's one thing about it. Like to say peace and light, everybody. Welcome to the Vain Verdict. Again, it's the Vain Verdict. Yeah, man, we're here to offer the game service. Now, will this cause change? I ain't certain. Now, I know that I ain't perfect, but with this truth, it's going to make all the pain worth it, y'all. Peace and light. How's everybody feeling out there? Good, man. It's cold as hell in the city, man. I don't know where y'all at, but in Atlanta, this shit is freezing cold, y'all. It's cold as hell, man. But guess what? Good, though. It's like our 30 degrees, and it ain't even winter yet, you know. See, in Atlanta, I don't know, you know, where a lot of y'all be from, you know, listening or whatever, but here, and we, you know, we get 2 inches of snow, this whole state shut down, and we're like 39 degrees today, man. And that's, you know, too much for me. And I'm a down South Georgia boy to the death, so I don't really do all of the cold shit. You know what I mean? I like the cold. Actually, you know, unlike a lot of my peers or whatever, I actually prefer more cool as opposed to, you know, the heat. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can take enough shit off. But you can't take this shit off, you know what I mean? You can't put enough on to be, you know, you can't take enough off, you know what I'm saying, as far as escaping that heat, man. When that shit hot, that shit is hot. So ain't no way around that. That's what it is, man. Well, it's a lovely day, man. Other than that, you know, I got a chance to run around, did a little workout with my boys or whatever. I know I have, you know, two, you know, stepsons or whatever. My son, you know, we're trying to, he's working on his boxing shit. So trying to get that right, you know, get him focused on that and see, you know, what we can do on that. So trying to work out with me, you know, I ain't been, you know, but I actually will be starting my fast at the top of the year, you know, which I, you know, try to do every year. I do 90 days. But this one is going to be a little more intense. Because with my diet, what I'm doing, I'm, you know, switching my diet up altogether. Doing what I call a Black Panther diet. You know, for all y'all don't know what that is, a Black Panther diet is basically we consume nothing white. No bread, no milk, no eggs, no sugar, no flour, no rice, you know, nothing fried, no salt, you know what I mean? It's just straight, you know. And straight body cleansing, man. You know, consuming water, of course, no sodas. And, you know, this the hard part for me. But no alcohol. But I got to stick to it, though, man. We got to, you know, get there because I got things coming up. A couple of auditions that I'm trying to knock out next year. Get in. You know, they are down here in Atlanta, you know, Mr. Tyler Perry Studios over here. It's a lot. Things been shot. So why not with this being the new Black Hollywood? You know, it's only right that I, you know, play the part, man. You got to look like something, man. You got to look the part, man. You can't be no sloppy-ass, beer-belly-ass motherfucker, man, out there trying to, you know, thinking you finna get some shit. You know, you niggas out here with abs and shit, man. So, you know, got to tight mind up a little bit. Nigga ain't sloppy, but, hey, anything and everything can always be better, you know. That's how I always try to kick it anyway. So, I'm really doing that, man. I had a good little day, man. Yeah, Tanner Tyler, my older daughter, she, you know, she's so high maintenance. Have a, you know, 14-year-old teenager going on 25, you know, and she's very high maintenance, so I ain't get to talk to her. And everybody want these new Air Jordans that done came out. So there it is. And, you know, so how about y'all, man? Are y'all all done? Y'all done spending all that Christmas money? Buying all these gifts and shit that for people that don't need, for motherfuckers that don't love you, shit like that. Unless it's for your kids, I get it. You know, I just, the whole Christmas thing with me, you know, I'm not a supporter, I'm not a fan of it, mainly because I've been doing a lot of study. As a matter of fact, I think as we get closer to, I want to do a Christmas special, you know, a show about Christmas and get the vain verdict type of way of truth about Christmas, you know, and, you know, at least my views on it. And, of course, you know, the rest of my team, you know, would chime in. But, you know, I don't really get down with the holidays at all. You know, I don't really like these holidays because they really serve a lot of vain purposes, so to speak, no pun intended. But it's not really been a thing of mine. You know, I try to steer clear away from that, man. You know what, I'll tell you what, why not? You know, let's go into it a little bit, you know. I take Christmas, for example. You know, in the book of Jeremiah, in the Bible, you know, book of Jeremiah chapter 10, you know, it says like, I'm not going to quote it verbatim. I don't have it in front of me, and I'm not a reverend, so, you know, but it says, don't, you know, conform to the way of the heathens. You know, we're pretty much talking about, you know, how they were pagans, you know, back in the day, and they were, you know, sun worshipers. And during around the time the winter solstice, which usually happens around the 21st, the 20th, you know, December, around this time where we're at, where it's the shortest day in the winter, you know. And so these people that are sun worshipers was around this time, they felt like their god, their sun god, was leaving them. So in order to pay homage to their sun god, you know, they lit like candles in their windows, they cut down trees from outside and put lights and wreaths and mural all over their door. Sound familiar, right? What you doing with them Christmas lights? What you doing with that wreath? Anyway, but that's just that, man. It's, you know, there's this head and stuff in that. And then when Constantine, you know, twist over to, you know, Christianity, they brought a lot of those pagan, you know, pagan practices with them, you know, and, you know, we thinking it's Christianity, but it's actually not, you know, you're worshiping all these idol gods, you know, whatever, so to speak. So that's that. And then and Easter as well, which is another one, you know, and when you go to talking about Easter, you know, the Bible is the goddess Esther Titus, which is the goddess of fertility. The goddess of fertility, who Easter, Esther, was his name after. And watch this. If that's a goddess of fertility, that'll explain the Easter bunny, right? And what she did when all the maidens, she said spring, that Easter round signifies the time of spring. And they used to engage in all these sex orgies, and the women put on their best, you know, their best dress, best outfits, you know what I'm saying? And all, you know, they entice and woo the guys. And what you doing on Easter? Don't you go get your best outfit and y'all pile up in the church and try to see who can be seen? Which ain't got nothing to do with Jesus, man. I'm telling you, this stuff is. And then you got the Easter bunny, which is the symbol of multiplicity, right? Going back to that goddess of fertility again. And a bunny lays eggs. Come on now. Anyway. But that's just that, man. I'm not going to go into the academic where we at tonight. But we'll be back on that discussion real soon. I think I'm going to do us a Christmas special, man, and see can I have friends of mine, you know, from the nation to come join us on that conversation. I would love to have a conversation with the nation in regard to these holidays. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Look forward to that. I'm kind of really looking forward to that as far as, you know, getting some information out there, you know, for people that's not all learned, you know. I did a lot over the last year or two. You know, I've been doing a lot of, you know, studying or whatnot. Ran into a particular gentleman who's a friend of mine. Y'all follow him on the gram, at Black Fist. Again, that's at Black Fist. You know, I'm a good, great ranking brother inside the nation on the Minister Abdul Sharif Muhammad down here in Atlanta, and Muhammad Mosque number 15. And, you know, I actually met this brother. You know, I think I was, he's, you know, living across the street from me in my crib. And he, you know, I think I may have been doing something outside in the yard, or maybe I came outside to do something. And the brother was playing, you know, Minister Farrakhan, but it was Minister, one of Farrakhan's speeches over think it was like maybe being an 8-ball, an MJG track or something like that, an instrumental. And I was like, man, that's a real enticing way, because it did. It served the purpose. Hell, it drew me to it. It made me walk across the street like, man, what you listening to? Like, and then I'm listening to the word that the minister was saying, and that was the first time. I've heard of Farrakhan. I might have even seen him before, but, you know, a lot of us that's caught up in a particular world, you know, we don't get exposed to, you know, a lot of the truth when we live in this lie, you know. And I'm going to be honest, y'all, you know what, 2 years ago when I, you know, met that brother across the street and I put some glasses on, man, and I ain't never been able to take them off since. And, you know, obviously, you know, I haven't made the full complete jump as far as committing myself to the nation, but I love everything that the nation stands for. You know, I love what the nation does as far as the reconstruction, you know, of the black man, you know, and trying to, you know, reestablish the institute of the black family, which is really important that we know we've completely gotten away from, you know, over time. And, you know, and I just love everything that, you know, Elijah Muhammad stands for, and the brother put me on to Message to the Black Man, you know, written by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that book really changed my life, man, changed my way of thinking. A lot of things that I've been able to, over the last 2 years, see things in a better perspective and, you know, be able to turn a lot of situations around, especially things that I, you know, kind of lacked on in life, you know. Mainly there, you know. And then, see, when you deliver from, I'm not ashamed to talk about it, you know. Listen to me, family. Tim Black was a deadbeat dad for a long time now, and not even realizing it, you know. I'm going on about my everyday structure and then, you know, not even realizing and paying attention to the time that I was losing, man. You know, and I'm cool with saying that. You know, I'm cool with saying that because I've been delivered from it. I want everybody to know that, you know what I mean? And that's what it took for me. It took, honestly, you know, that awakening and that true knowledge of self that I learned from meeting my brother Eric, you know, a.k.a., you know, at Black Fist. So, and I really commend his brother for that. And I do tell him all the time, you know, when I do get to talk to him, for being that messenger for me, that link, that connection for me that got me awakening. You know, and it's a calculated step, man. I still got my flaws. You know, again, I never and will never, you know, try to portray myself to be perfect by no longer. Well, I'm far from that, man. I ain't nowhere near the depiction of that, but I'm thriving to be better, though, you know. I'm a work in progress, as I always am, you know. Everything else in life, you know, you be a work in progress and, you know, try to be that, you know. And I just got to think about, you know, a lot of the time that, you know, been going by missing and, you know, with my kids or whatever, being caught out there in that world and into the drugs and all, and alcohol and all that, man. And it ain't worth it, family. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, when a child, your child, your blood look at you like they don't know you, it ain't a good feeling, man. So I commend my brother and I thank him, you know what I mean, for, you know, I thank God mainly for, you know, coming into my life and, you know what I mean, bringing that brother to my direction, you know, so I can be, you know, better person than what, you know? So I love it, you know, and that's what it's all about. Every another day. Yeah, man. So that's, you know, I'm hoping again, you know, maybe around maybe next week or so or early, you know, we can get the brother on and have a conversation with the nation, you know, about, you know, holidays and just little views, man, and try to give a little insight for those of us that's not, you know, learn and, you know, because I learn something every day. And I'm 10 years older than this young man. And it's amazing the knowledge that the brother has, you know. And he's a former gang member and all of that. So, you know, and that just goes to show you, man, Allah can do anything, man. God can do anything, family. Remember that. Know that, you know. Cool. What else I had going on today? And really much, man. So, yeah, I know I'm all, it's just me only by myself, probably wondering why you don't hear anyone. Miss K had a little event that she was hosting tonight. So, going to be up in tomorrow. tell us all about that. Stay Black, a brother wasn't feeling too well, a little under the weather a little bit. Obviously, it is constant season change and temp changes down here in the city. So, y'all keep my brother lifted up, you know, in prayers, pray for his speedy recovery. So as of right now, Spade Black, he's on the sick and shut-in list. So y'all know how it goes. Y'all have been to Black church before. That sick and shut-in list, everybody got to chime in. Everybody got to chime in there and pray for them, man. That's what that is, family. So I guess, good time, man. So I go ahead and we get into some news and see what we can do. All right, a little breaking news for the day. Toronto billionaire drug maker from company Apotex, I hope I'm saying it right, APOTEX, Barry Sherman, billionaire, and was found dead along with his wife. CNN affiliate CTV reports from out of Canada. Constable David Hopkins will not identify the bodies, but he say fire, rescue, police responded to the medical complaint just before noon on Friday. Circumstances of the death are suspicious and will remain that way at this point. So we're going to definitely stay on top of that to find out what happened to this brother. It's kind of strange. They didn't even list the cause of death, or whatever, but they both found dead. So right now, we don't really know if it's suicide or murder or whatever, but either way, that case is still open, so we're going to follow that, right? Also, an alleged North Korea agent was arrested in Australia. 59-year-old Australian man acting as an agent attempted to raise money for the Pyongyang government. Guy's name was Chan Han Choi. He broke a sale of missile components and expertise from North Korea to other countries. And they arrested this guy in North Korea. And also, on top of that, from out of North Korea, a high-ranking North Korean official has been found missing. So, man, I don't know what's going on in North Korea. There's a lot going on right now. So, man, I'll definitely stay on top of North Korea and see what they got going on right now, right? Man, and this one right here, this one right here kind of threw me off a little bit. Y'all, Uber has been accused of espionage, y'all, if y'all can believe it. You know what I mean? Uber has been accused of espionage. They say Uber has been spied on and bribed foreign officials, infiltrated chat groups, stole trade secrets, and abused secret messaging operations and attorney-client privilege to instruct investigators. 37-page letter by lawyer Richard Jacobs, who was a former Uber security analyst, reported. So I don't know what the hell going on at Uber, but I want to say Lyft, y'all stay in the game, because this nigga lied to you, baby. It's a monopoly. I guess everything competition. I guess everybody doing what they do and try to do it the right way, I guess. But I don't know what the hell Uber got going on. And they, trying to bribe government officials and shit like that. That's his world, man. That's what we're doing. But that's today's news for today, y'all. All right, before we get into this, let's see if we can go ahead and pay some of these bills that show been brought to you by CoatDripping.com. CoatDripping.com. Long live everything. Relaunching site 2018. Streetwear, apparel, and more. www.coatdripping.com. Man, gonna get y'all some of their flavors. Y'all niggas out here dressing like bozos and shit, man. Get you some shit right, man. And then when you do order you some of that fire flavor out from coatdripping.com, Go on over to Atlanta Custom Apparel, doing vinyl sublimation and screen printing. Again, that's Atlanta Custom Apparel, vinyl sublimation and screen printing. Check this out. Man, open every single day at noon to 7, except Friday and Saturday. We're giving you another hour. We stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all. Again, Sunday through Thursday, 12 to 7. Friday and Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all. That's 1130 Euclid Avenue. Again, 1130 Euclid Avenue, E-U-C-L-I-D, AV-303-07. Y'all like the flavor y'all done been seeing, man? You know, upgrade them, been like, you know, 3 days fresh for this podcast, so it's our third episode. And appreciating my dog, man, over at Chris Multimedia for doing the graphics on that. Y'all can check him out, man, at chrismultimedia.weebly.com. That's chrismultimedia.weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. Logos, flyers, designs, brochure designs, book designs, editing, whatever you need, man. chrismultimedia.weebly.com. So y'all check them out, man. Where we at today, family? How y'all feeling? So today's episode, right, I'm calling the docket. I hate Miss KB, couldn't make it. I hate Spade, ain't then. I'm waiting on a couple of more. I'm waiting on a guest to call in. But I got a thing I want to address, man. It's today. So to tell you what. Let's go ahead and bring this coat to session, man. I can't wait on him. I got to get on in, man. Day's docket on today's court case. It's the testimony. Were you raised on rape culture? That's the question, family. Were you raised on rape culture? Were you? Huh. What the hell is rape culture? You know what I mean? See, what brought me to this topic, wanting to, you know, discuss this, you know, rape culture or whatever. Then all these, you know, recent allegations as far as you know, Carla, you in?
Going back to mine. All right.
Peace and light, bro.
So calling to my line, you guys will be able to fuck with this guy.
Thinking about
going,
this,
man?
All these things. What's up, brother? How
the
you feeling?
Code.
You good?
You
what's your name? Where you calling from, man?
Colorado.
You got Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Peace and light, man. Colorado, man. I'm in discussing topic of the day, where you raised on rape culture. It's really responding to all these sexual allegations and things that's going on out, you know, in the news.
It's a bunch of bullshit. It was all started by Obama.
Okay. That's a narrative. Why would you say it started by Obama, if you don't mind me asking?
Because nobody was able to say anything to him. Because if he said anything, well, you're racist. Now we got a white man in the presidency again, and now everybody thinks it's a fucking free game. It's racism, and it was all started by Obama. And just to let you know,
well,
you're famous on my show right now. You're combined with my show. I'm Blog Talk Radio here. I got a lot of ratings, so and I decided to call into your show and talk to you about all this.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I appreciate it, man. Good looking.
I'm connected in with my show right now. I'm on my dashboard. I'm live too, and we're both connected in together. So I kind of want to base this a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's not. I mean, why does everybody want to blame Trump for everything that fucking happened? It's bullshit. Nobody can say anything because of Obama. Because if he did say something, you're a racist. So nobody, everybody can't their fucking mouth shut.
I'm gonna say this, bro. What's your name?
Justin. I host Justin One Show here on Blog Talk. And you're broadcasting through my show as well as yours. So,
oh, okay, cool.
And I just thought about call and talk to you about this. I thought it'd help our ratings. Hey, you know, we contact each other. And, yeah, and, you know, our ratings. And you know, I'm kind of like a Howard Stern type on my show. And Nick Starbell. I don't know if you're a big radio guy, but I'm a huge radio guy. So I do everything from fun. From fun
man,
shit
Howard Stern,
to...
that's a goat, man. Are you scared?
Yep, that's the dude, Art Bell. Art Bell.
Oh, yeah.
He's the fucking master of the night with UFOs, extraterrestrial, everything. So I kind of do that type of show with my brother. And my brother ain't here tonight, so I decided, I was seeing your show earlier, and I was like, well, I'd fucking call him on air, and that helped also our ratings. So I see you don't
have that's what's up. So what I did, and my co-host, they, you know, not available tonight as well. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, that's where I am, too. I don't got no co-host tonight. So I decided to call into your show, and I mean, it helped us both out.
Exactly,
I mean,
that's what's up, and I appreciate
it. I love black people. I got no problem. I'm not racist at all. But why is it okay now to talk shit about white people? Because after Obama's presidency.
Well, see, you have to remember now. Hold up. Before I respond,
I'm a white male and half native, but I would never fucking hurt a black person. There's no fucking way. It's stupid. It's retarded. But if I'm in the wrong part of town, they'll hurt me.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? You guys want to accuse cops, but.
Now, I don't know if I necessarily...
I'm going to get jacked for my car and everything I have, and I know what part of town to stay out of, because I'm a white Native American.
Well,
so
I can't really say that is accurate. I can't really say that is accurate. You know what I mean? I think watch this, right? Even if that is true, now we have to look at the source, the cause of that. Why is that? Why is the community like that? Why is there even a black community?
And I want to know. And in some parts, you know, you guys can't come because white folks. And I want to know why is that? It's not fair. It's not right.
Now watch this.
I mean,
my cousins
are black. And I've got, I love those cousins. And I mean, I'm native, I'm white, I mean, I'm everything across the board. I mean, I'm a mutt. Like, everybody in the United States is a fucking mutt. Look at it. You're a fucking mutt. Even you, I'm sure you got a white person in the family somewhere. But you're like, God damn, we got a fucking white person in the family, fucking motherfucker. I mean, look at it. Why? What's the problem here? Why is there such a problem
you...
there? See, that's what I want to know. I got black people in my family. They come for Thanksgiving, Christmas. I'm not going to say shit. I love having them. They're my cousins and shit. I love it. I mean, yeah, you guys act a little bit different than we do, but what's the big difference? And what's the big deal? Why do black people hate white people recently?
Well,
and that's my
you know, why is this? Just,
well,
say,
we don't hate
this out. Let me respond to that question. Let me respond
well,
to that question.
My ass, but...
Well, not at all. Because, see, you got to now, just listen. You got to understand, like, the white that most of us blacks talk about is not a color. That's what you have to understand. The white that we're referring to is an attitude. Now, if you don't possess that hate, that need to be separate from us, if you don't look down at us, you're not the white we're talking about. The white is an attitude, not a color.
I don't see color. And I don't understand
that.
Why.
You see what I'm saying? And that's a character.
You don't see
color.
You're a person. And that's what I want to bring together. I don't understand it. There's no separation. There should be no separation,
see,
as far as I'm concerned.
But you have to remember now, we can't negate. This country is only, 240 years old? We have to remember why we're here. See what I'm saying? You have to remember how we got here.
I know, and I feel, I mean,
but
I don't
systematic,
need to feel
though.
Well for that because I didn't do that. But as a white male, I do feel bad because we shouldn't did that to your race. I mean, but you guys shouldn't at the same pace hold a grudge towards white males.
Well,
for doing that.
Well, see,
we don't do that to you guys. You know, I mean, and I just want to be peace. You know, I don't like going to downtown Denver and, like, see a black man. They're like, what the fuck you doing down here, cracker?
So, let me ask you.
Enjoy what you're down here
for. Do you think peace is an option?
What's that?
You think peace is an option? Because you have to remember this, and see, that's the thing. That's why my show is called The Vain Verdict. That's facing the truth, the ugly truth, no matter how it feels. Justin, black people were not brought to this country to be equal.
No, they weren't. No, you're right. But there's still no
fact.
Why you hold them
now, watch this,
now.
Jeff. Watch this. Watch
there's
this.
No
the Constitution.
Nowadays.
I understand that. If there wasn't systematic racism, I would totally agree with you.
Dude, I'm a heavy metal rocker that rocks a Mohawk, and I listen to Pantera, all these heavy metal bands. But you know what? I love to put in some Tupac. I mean, I got mad respect for you guys.
You pulled Tupac.
I'm not fucking joking.
I can dig it. And guess what? I'm gonna meet you with that. Justin, guess who my favorite group is of all time?
Green Day.
What?
Not Green Day.
Oh,
Neutral Light Sticks.
Really?
311.
Oh, nice.
311,
American
man.
Idiot.
311. The best
oh,
album,
nice.
The greatest hits, 93-03.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck around,
well,
like I said. But you
got
to remember,
Justin. Music. So why can't
music is a universal language.
Yeah.
That's a universal language.
Exactly. Music's a universal language. I'm going to do it
with
the Mohawk and shit. And I listen to Tupac and people are like, really? What the hell? I got a black guy at work and he was like, hey, you know rock bands? And he'll ask me, you know, who sings this song?
Yeah.
I'll tell him. And he was like, and I see you rolling the parking lot. We want to saw blasting Tupac. Dude, I respect that. I was like, fuck yeah, I got respect for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
yo,
not,
hello,
you know,
Justin.
What's going on?
But
peace and light, bro.
Like
I got Jeff and I was actually doing my open monologue. I was doing my monologue going into my topic. But Justin, you know, jumped in. He's on his podcast as well. And he saw me going live, so he decided to merge the two to help both of us out with the Raiders. But we immediately went to race.
Okay. Hey. All right. I mean, look, that's a hot topic.
Oh, I love you guys. I mean, stop being mean to Whitey. You know, in certain parts of town, stop being mean to Whitey.
Stop being mean to Whitey.
I like that. That's
we're there to give
t-shirt.
You guys business. Don't pump me around because I'm in the middle of downtown Denver, and they're like, oh, what's Whitey doing? Dude, I have no problem with you guys. I love giving money to your barbershops, you know, your convenience stores, whatever you guys own in Denver and, you know, lower parts of Denver, whatever you, quit having a problem
hey,
with Whitey. Don't kill Whitey.
I'll be all in. We
that's
got to do it. Hold on. You seem like a little.
I mean, don't have a problem with Whitey. I mean, please. We love you guys. I mean, hey, we're just as scared of you as you are of us.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys your question.
Okay.
You guys worry about that, and they're white dudes. I'm
nobody,
fucking sorry
okay.
about that.
First off, nobody should be afraid of anybody.
No, you
if
shouldn't
you
be. Thinking, no, you shouldn't have to be.
I don't
you
know why
you would. Afraid of anybody.
That's kind of a thing that comes up, because at the same time, like you just said, and you just spoke on that, if I'm in downtown Denver, which I've been to Denver before. I lived in Denver before. Never had that problem, so I don't know why it would be an issue.
Oh, it has been for about the last year now. Certain parts of Denver you go, they're like, the fuck out of here, Whitey, and like, don't jack your car and shit.
It's not a gang part of town.
I mean, I'm not blaming everybody. I'm just saying, I mean, not white people are perfect. We're fucking horrible for what we did. But I can't apologize for the past because I didn't do it. So I can't apologize for it. Just like, you know, anything you guys did in the past. You can't apologize for it. It's in the past. Well, see, we got to do the move forward and deal with each other.
A lot, though, because you know what? The speech says a lot because, okay, if you're a true believer in that everybody's equal, black, white, Chinese, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, doesn't matter. So it shouldn't be a you guys. It should just be us.
Yeah, but we both feel hurts from both sides of the fucking race, and it's not right. It's not right, man.
Okay. Well, how about this? My, which I'm not going to throw her name out there, but my god sister is white.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
But I spent the majority. I'm gonna tell you what. If you want to hear something, you want to hear something real, and this is how I know it is. It is in the United States. I didn't know. Now, I'm gonna shock you a little bit by saying this, but I tell you what. I didn't know what the hell nigger was until I got to the United States.
Oh,
and I heard everybody saying it, and I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's sad. Dude, that's fucked
so
up.
So it took me a minute to catch on to what the hell was going on. Now, keep in mind, I spent a greater part of my life outside of the United States. But I get here, and then next thing you know, I'm experiencing this.
Yes, and that's not right, dude. And that's not what white people are about. That's not every white person, dude. I see a black person.
No. I didn't say white person. I said I didn't know what it was until I got here to the United States.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought every white person called you that. Oh, okay.
No.
Say, I'm sorry if they did, dude. That's fucking stupid.
Well,
we're all human.
I'm saying, like, it's different.
Okay.
It's a lot behavior.
Right, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to combine our shows, and I just thought it would be kind of a good idea. And, I thought it might help our ratings a little bit.
That's right. I appreciate that, man.
I mean,
why
don't we do this once a week? Combine our shows and talk about relations, man. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. Give me your info.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
Whatever day we're
going
to do it, I can't wait.
It'd be
a conversation
we
can have, you know?
Yeah, yeah. How much time you guys got left on the air? I've got an hour
and 20 minutes, brother.
Okay, I got about 45 minutes left here. I'm glad to have you guys on my show along with your show. I mean, this is pretty cool. I feel privileged.
Hey, what's the name of your show that I can follow? Just give me a minute.
The Just One Show.
There you go.
The Just One Show.
Okay.
So... And I'll promote you guys. I mean, I appreciate talking to you guys on my first night back on air for a while. You guys run a good show over there. And I don't want there to be no racist shit anymore. I'm sick of it, man.
No, not about it. But you know what, doing this right here, we do this, these are the steps that it takes. You know, bring the world together, have a conversation, you know what I mean?
But yeah,
I think that's a lot wrong with the world right now, you know. We talk about each other and not to each other.
That's fact.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I'm with it, man. I'm with it, especially moving forward. It's going to be a new year. It's great to get out, man. I'm with it.
Good. I appreciate you guys a lot. And, I mean, I fucking hate racial violence. I'm sick of this shit. Everybody should be treated equal and have their own shit and do what they need to do. I mean, it's getting old.
One thing about us over here, and one thing I understand,
This ain't about hating white people. It's learning to love ourselves.
Good. Okay, good. I mean, and I want to say,
you know,
I don't hate white people at all.
That's something that I want you to understand as a white man. That's something the black African American hasn't been able to do. We don't have a connection with anything. You have to understand that. We were brought here, stripped away from our culture, stripped away from our religion, stripped away from our language. I'm African American. I don't know one African word.
I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. I don't think that you're an African American, because first off, what part? I mean, you may have a connection to Africa, but
well,
at
you're
the same
American.
Time,
you
can
you're
just be an
American.
It's
like everybody else.
You can just be an American. Why could it be as simple as that? Why we got?
And I look at you as the same as me.
If we're American here, if we're sitting here in the United States, and you were born in the
exactly.
United States, whether
exactly.
you're Mexican or whatever. Why is there
exactly.
issue
you're American.
With when you fill out an application?
Not you're not
world.
Black, you're
yeah.
not brown, you're
but it's
not.
Yellow. It's not a perfect world.
Listen,
you're American.
Fellas,
thank
in a perfect
you,
world,
thank
that shit would make sense.
Thank
but
you.
Like me, I stated to Justin earlier, we weren't brought over here to be equal. You see what I'm saying?
That's
that was
awesome.
Never the intention for
well,
black people.
Yeah, but that was
the
that
forefathers.
Was a long time ago,
the
dude.
Forefathers who wrote
you
the Constitution.
You can't hold me
property.
Responsible
who
for
were the original forefathers.
Responsible for that.
Yeah,
no
you
got to
look at that. Who were the original forefathers? Who wrote this? Who wrote the docket for this?
Yeah, you guys can't hold a grudge. I mean, I've got a lot of native in me, and I don't hold a grudge against a white man, and I'm half white.
You got some black in
I
you.
I got
too,
a lot
though.
Of native. And what did the
you
white man do to the
too,
native
though.
People? Same shit. Same fucking shit. So, I mean, we need to fucking forget about this racist shit and start the new chapter. Why are we mad? We all got to live together. We all got
to
live together.
So, I mean, what do you think it takes to do
that? Yeah, but, I mean, it's been hundreds of years. We need to stop. I'm just saying. I've got native in me. I mean, I watch Mexicans. My great-grandma was kidnapped by Mexicans from the natives and kidnapped by Mexicans.
Justin?
I mean.
I'm sorry, brother.
I mean, we all need to come together.
White supremacy, every major level, it takes all nine. It takes around the community. From banking,
I mean,
education, school, religion, all ran by white supremacy. Okay? So as far as like it needs to be peace of getting along, ain't nothing gonna happen but a reset, man. Because again, you wasn't brought here to be equal.
Yeah,
you know
that's exactly. We need a
you,
reset.
No offense, Justin. No offense. You are an offspring of your forefathers, sir. They had no intentions of making me and my forefathers equal. That's why I don't know my forefathers. I'm African American.
Right.
I don't know one African
word. That's why
word.
We need to
that's
forget
bad.
About that. That's in the past. Tell your woman
about
that's
it.
In the past, right?
That's the
okay,
thing. That's the problem, Justin. You know
right,
that, you
on,
know that
on,
when we were told when we were brought over here?
Hold on for a second. Just listen to my logic.
We need to forget about it.
You cheat on
forget
your
about
wife.
Your past.
What do you tell
focus
her?
On your new future.
Baby,
get your ass in the bottom of that boat, nigga.
Past.
I'm dead
move
and
on,
now.
Baby.
Read this
baby,
Bible. This is God
yeah.
to you now.
So see, we
I'm
going to
read the
on.
Same Bible, but
we
the Bible I'm reading
you guys
makes me a master and makes you a slave. But you need to love your master. If I hit you, you need
on.
To turn the other cheek. Your brother takes your coat, you need to give him your pants. Christian, this is slave making shit, man. This one is being the whole round.
No, no. It's time to turn the other cheek and forget the past. Like you bagged your girlfriend when you
see,
that's
the
thing. Let me ask you a question.
And maybe I won't do it again. We're telling you guys, hey, dude, we won't do this to you guys again.
But it's happening
now.
It's
the same fucking thing. It's history.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Look, let me ask you a question. What's your religion?
I mean,
what's your religion?
My religion, I'm Christian.
You're a
and
Christian.
I'm half native, so I know what it's like to have shit.
No, I didn't ask you what's your I just asked what's your religion. Okay. Let me say so do you believe there's a higher power?
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask
that's
you this. Do you believe the higher power is a man or a woman?
What's that?
Do you believe the higher power is man or woman?
I couldn't tell. I mean, I don't know. I just know there's something higher than us. Something created us. I couldn't tell you what it was or what it is. I mean, we see weird shit in the sky. I mean, we see weird shit on the planets.
I
don't
could tell
know
you how we were created. Oh, yeah.
But I know we're all human and we're all the same, and I treat everybody the same.
Well,
I'm
treating somebody
I'm
the same and... Okay, let me ask you the question. Let me ask you this. The word you just used, human.
I find that's real contradictory too, though, Justin. I'm going to be honest with you. Because earlier you said, you know, we're all human, we need to forget about it. But you know if you go in certain neighborhoods, you're going to get robbed and stabbed and all that shit. And look, that's fucked up, this is for you to say. That's a contradictory statement, but go ahead.
Well, we are all humans. Me, you, we're all humans, right? So why are we going to hate each other? It's stupid to hate each other, right?
What is a human?
Do you agree?
What
we're
is
all
a human?
Flesh and bone.
What is a human?
Bone. Flesh and bone and imperfect. What other description you want? We're flesh and bone.
But,
we're imperfect. It doesn't matter whether you're
real.
Chinese, white, Indian, you know Mexican, black.
They
it
say,
doesn't matter. We're all human,
but,
right?
But we were created in God's image, though, right?
Right, right, exactly. You're completely
right.
Right.
And Christian means to be
human.
Christ-like, right?
Right.
So, and we're all imperfect, but we're human. But we came from God, who's perfect.
Well, supposedly. That's the story. I don't know if I believe it because the hate and the bullshit that you see on this planet and the weird shit that you see on this planet. I don't
yeah.
know if that's completely
and a lot
true.
And guess what? Guess what, Justin? A lot of it was done in the name of religion.
The only thing we can do is treat each other equally and be good to each other. That's the only thing we can do. That's
I
the only thing
blessing,
I can
but the Pope blessed the
same. I mean, we're never
going to,
as human beings, we're never going to agree on religion. We're never going to agree across the planet. Never. Beliefs, we're never going to agree. Mm-hmm. There's
you think we got it all
it,
wrong?
It doesn't matter what you are. I mean, you can take two white people and throw them in the room, one Christian, one Jew, and they'll never agree. I mean, it doesn't matter what you are, but you know what? I look at
that's
it as we're all
true.
Human, dude.
We're
that's all
not,
fucking
not true.
Human. And we need to learn how to deal with each other and not be stupid. Otherwise, we're going to destroy each other. What is it? What fucking sense does that make? We have this little fat fuck over there in Korea running around trying to fucking nuke us. You know what? You're African American, you know, I got Russian friends, I got friends from Iraq. We're all worried. We're all Americans. If you live here in America, we're all brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter. Your race,
you
your color,
you
I don't care. I don't
you
care.
Think
I, don't
a
color, I don't see race, I don't see religion. I don't give a shit about any of that. I mean, I don't.
You think
if
there's a
I know you, hey, I'm like, hey, dude, what's up, man? I need truck help out my truck. Okay, no problem. I don't care if you're Mexican, you're black, you're white. I know mechanics will help.
You should, man. I agree.
I don't.
Listen,
I
agree.
No
I'm like that too. When I see a white man, I approach him, brother, and they're like, look, because I'm going to be in there. Don't take it the wrong way. White man has done more evil to me than my race has.
Yeah, and see, then it's both races see the same. Like, we think you guys are evil and you guys think we're evil. And I don't know why, like, why
yeah,
people get scared of black. Like, why are you scared? I got family.
You create, I know, right?
White
people
why
created.
Are you afraid?
Y'all created this monster.
Yeah,
let me
like,
ask you
we're
a
afraid.
Let me
like,
ask
why
you
are
real
you afraid
question.
Of them? Take and why are you
yeah.
guys afraid
look.
Of us? Well, I guess you guys are afraid of us because of fucking cops.
Let me ask you this question.
I know.
Why
I know,
is
and
it
I can't help that. If I could be a police officer, I would. But I just, I'm too old. And I would treat you guys fairly. Okay, there's
okay.
that part.
Well, check this out. Check this out. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question about. I'm gonna talk about a monetary value on slavery. Why is it that I can go overseas and not have any problem? I can go to Israel, Baghdad, wherever, and not have any problems. But
Well,
why
you're
is
black,
it that
people are afraid of black people?
I'm not done.
But people are afraid of black people and white people.
Look,
You're afraid of them for some reason.
Excuse me for a second.
Every race,
but why is it that? Why is it that you can travel overseas and get kidnapped and then ransomed?
I don't know, dude. I mean, I can't.
It's simple.
It's
real simple.
It's
real simple.
I'd like to.
It's the reverse effect that we're held to higher standards here, but over there, guess what? You got a dollar sign on you. It's like the wanted poster here. Oh,
I know.
Travel overseas, and then guess what? We can get money for you. The government's going to send somebody out of the representative, and all of this to come get you. Okay, who hijacked planes? And then at the same time, who got let me ask you a question. In a different race, have you ever heard of a black infidel?
Man, every week we're going to have to call this a black on white show. We're joining ourselves to the black on white show.
No,
I don't know how to solve everything. The only thing I know is we're all humans and we're brothers and sisters. I mean, that's all I know. It doesn't matter if you're black, you're Russian, it doesn't matter.
I know you. You are not of your father.
What are you talking about?
That's what Jesus said, right? You remember when the priest told him, like, I know you. If you was of me, you'll do my father's work, but you of your father. See, that's the thing, because I'm trying not to go there with you, because I don't know how you're going to take it. You know what I mean? I'm trying not to go all the way there with you.
Hold up.
But I know your time when you're here. You're only 2,000 years old. What I mean by the white. Black been here since the beginning of time. Before there was time, there was us.
Yeah,
right?
You're right.
That's why there's a disconnect with us.
Let's try and fix a problem with your sound, because I'm getting a lot of echo off you now. I don't know why, but I'm getting a lot of echo. And I don't know why. I don't know if maybe you're getting too loud. Can you just speak easy real quick? Wow. There you go. Now I can hear it. Okay. You guys are starting to echo.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hear what you were saying.
There
you go. Now I can hear you. Okay. There's no reason to shout at each other, man. I mean, I can't say that I'm responsible.
I'm proud of that. I mean, there's certain things I'm passionate about.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not responsible. Is every 20, 30-year-old responsible right now for slavery? No. Every 20 or 30-year-old male, female, are they responsible for slavery? No.
Not at all. But I mean, it's me.
No. So why
do a grandchild benefit the inheritance that a great-grandfather needs?
Well, right. I know. I'm not saying that we're fucking innocent, but we're trying to fucking turn the fucking the coin. It's not going to be a fucking easy process. I know it's not. It's fucking horrible what, you know, they did to you guys in the early 1900s. But it's over 100 years ago.
Well, we're going back a little further than that.
Well, you guys barely got to remember, I guess. Yeah, in the 60s. Okay, I get that. I'm pissed because I got family members that are black. I got black family. I got native. Natives were treated worse. They were throwing a little fucking chunk of land and said, fuck off. Let me say this about our country. I'm American, and this is a fucking horrible, fucking fucked up country that's full of lies, deceit, and racism.
There you go.
It's a horrible fucking country. And every other country in the world knows it. That's why they want to destroy us.
There you go. Now, watch this.
We're horrible.
As a believer, as well, Justin, I totally agree with you. And that's exactly what I'm saying.
We're a horrible civilization. Yep, we're the worst.
We gotta hit the reset button. We don't fuck it up this round.
I'm trying to apologize to you for every white man that did that. I'm sorry. I didn't do it to you guys, but I'm saying, for what became for me, I'm sorry. this is fucked up, and this is the worst country in the world. It really is. As far as secrecy, slavery, killing, murders, this is the worst country in the world as far as the government goes. And the way they treated people is horrible. It's horrible the way they treated people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm more than half Native, dude. Native American, and I watch the way they treat my people. And the way they treat your kids is fucking horrible. America's a horrible fucking country.
Bill, are you,
we need to stop all this bullshit and make it better. And stop. Fuck the white man. Fuck the black. Stop this shit. Stop this.
I'd like to hear the answer to that question.
And come together and be like, hey, this is America. We're here. Don't hate the white man. The white man needs to stop hating the black man. Stop needs to hating the Indian. Stop. Just everything needs to stop. And if it stops, then we'll be good. That's all.
You know, I think hate is a strong word, but I like the word you used before. I think it's more of a fear factor.
It's a fear factor.
You guys fear us and we fear you.
Like a dude like me, if I go downtown in Denver to where there's like a lot of black people, I feel uncomfortable. But they don't do nothing to me. But I know
I think we feel like we're being beat up here, or we feel like we're going to get beat up down there.
And that should not be. There is nothing wrong with the black person. There is nothing wrong with the white person.
This shit ain't no different. I feel the same way when I'm riding out of town.
Yeah.
When I'm going up to North, I live in Atlanta, right? When I ride up to North Carolina to go film a show, when I'm riding up there, riding through those country towns, I'm scared as shit because I don't want these. Because they might not be nice as
you.
You
have to feel like that, man.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to feel like that. It's not right. It's not right, and I shouldn't have to feel like that going into the black community either.
Yeah.
Because, like, they'll beat the shit out of me. I know certain parts of Colorado not to go into because they see a white dude, they'll kill me. I mean, and it should be like this, dude. It's the racial fucking ties in America are fucking horrible. Fucking horrible. And I feel bad for you guys, and I feel bad for every fucking race that has fucking problems, dude. I mean, there's nothing wrong with my race.
I have no problem calling that crackhead captain, Justin. And then I know you're not one of them. You're not offended by that statement.
I mean, I love you guys. I mean, we need to stop this shit. Get this shit out. I mean, stop being afraid of each other. Why are we afraid of each other? We're all human. What are you, stupid?
Yeah.
I mean, why are you going to be afraid of cops and the white man?
240 years, I mean.
Yeah, I know.
That's why. You know, we just have a history. We've been on the losing end. It ain't like it been an even playing card at a point. And then now, all of a sudden, wiped her up. It's never been that. You see what I mean? So you got to understand, we coming in the fight. With different stipulations. You know what I mean? The fight is
different. No, it's like,
kind of
like all of that.
Trust me, man. You can tell, like, we hit it, man. You know what I mean? We want unity. We want to figure this out, get along, get peace. But forgive me if we're a little skeptical at times, because we've been deceived before.
Well, I'm looking forward to maybe next week combining our shows again. What do you guys think?
I can't wait, man. Let's do that. I need to get to the topic we were going to get into tonight. So.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate you, man. It's going to open the law, man. It's what's up.
It's just one show. I mean, you got white boy here. I'm sorry. But, I mean, you guys can email me and view your whatever you guys think. I mean, I agree. A lot of times cops go overboard, and a lot of times I wish I was younger because I'd become a cop. I mean, I'm half Indian and half American. I mean, you know, I'm white, but you tell them that I'm got Indian. But you know, I wish I had become law enforcement to help you guys out, because a lot of times you guys just get the short end of the stick, and I'm fucking
Justin, I'm sorry. Look, I mean,
I feel fucking
law enforcement. That was not a helpful statement you just said. I don't know if you. We're not really.
I mean, I feel.
Not that comfortable with law enforcement.
Cops pull up to you guys and they just think, well, it's a black male, so now I gotta get aggressive. Well, you don't gotta get aggressive. He's a human being just like everybody else. You don't get aggressive. You don't need to think shit. Unless you know that that person is involved drugs and shit or the gang, then okay, then get worried. But if you don't know you're kind of African American male or female,
but let me ask you a question.
I mean, you approach that person.
Law enforcement
like
is a game. I mean, I'm asking you.
I know.
Do you think it's a gang?
Yeah, that's exactly what they think. It's a gang. Well, it's not. It's not. Approach the situation, handle the situation as you should as a police officer.
90 seconds.
I got about 90 seconds left on the air, and I appreciate being with you guys.
That's what's
up. My time's about up. And I really appreciate my time with you guys. Thank you, guys. And maybe we'll do this next week.
The next time, bro.
And I really like you guys and respect you. Please try and be. If I'm going to spread it to Whitey, be nicer to black people. Please, black people, be nicer to Whitey.
60 seconds.
Don't hate Whitey. Please don't hate Whitey. We don't hate you guys. All right? We love you guys. We love black people. I love black people. I seriously do. I love you guys. Let's try and do this next week. Sound good?
All right. That's it, man.
All right. Sound like a positive. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Peace of life, brother.
All right, brothers. Talk to you guys later.
All right.
You can call me the white boy if you guys want, or whatever the fuck you want to call me. I don't care. I can take some racial cut downs and I won't care. I'll see you guys next week, guys. All right. Thank you.
Bro.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one.
Have a good weekend.
I'm just a different white boy, man.
Thank you, man. And I got the most respect for you guys.
Hey, man, it's all love up here, bro.
All right, guys. See you later. All right. This has been the Just One Show with my guests here. Catch them every week. Hopefully next week we'll be able to join them. And see you guys next week. I'm signing out.
Okay. All right. I guess that was what it was.
It was pretty, like, repetitive conversation.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess that was what it was.
He spread a lot of information.
But see, and that's good. I can't wait to get back to him. Man. You said he was on an influence a little bit. That's why I didn't keep pressing the conversations. Really unnecessary. But in a shell, it's good to have a dialogue. You know what I mean? It's good to always go to force the conversation. I think that's something that needs to be had, man. It needs to be two different worlds. This was literally. Shout out to Jonah Lucas, man. I'm not racist at his death. Right now.
There you have it, people.
But, man.
I have to say, there's 50-50 on that.
What do you mean?
Because when you say you're a soldier, you're saying like what he's with a young this is just now happening, or is this something that's been going on since the beginning of time? Are we speaking about
Let me go from the top then. Why this whole thing came up in the first place? I was doing a little thinking about this all these sexual allegations and sexual misconduct, you know, that's been taking place in the news. It's like every other day it's somebody, right? So I wanted to go into that and see a little more about that, like, you know, like why all of a sudden, like now, it's kind of like I was saying earlier, telling somebody earlier, this shit here, man, this rape shit, this is the new unarmed black man getting shot by the cop. Almost, you know what I'm saying, type of shit. How is this in the news? Remember, that was last year, 2 years ago type of shit.
Well, it sounds like it's the new pair of J's that just came out, because, shit, if your pockets are lined up, guess what? You're a target. Like, granted, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I mean, truth be told, it does. But at the same time, all these allegations coming out on people right now, but they're coming out with people that have their pockets lined up. And it's making it bad for the people that actually got the real thing going on. You doing it for a check, or are you doing it to get some kind of money?
So you think, pussy, Yeah.
Hello?
Jesse still in. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, man, so like, look, do you think a lot of this shit, what I mean by rape culture, right? Why I say they ask the question in that manner? Because of the, like, what they calling a lot of this shit. If these motherfuckers doing is so wrong. In fact, matter of fact, let me see. David McClure, he was the co-founder of a 500 startup company, investment company. This guy had to step down from his CEO position because he sent an email to a hiree saying he don't know if he want to hire her or hit on her. And he had to step down for that. So I'm saying if that the type of shit these motherfuckers got to lose their job and facing charges and shit for, we grew up on rape culture like a motherfucker. I say worse shit than that in my sleep.
I say worse shit than that on the daily.
Oh,
granted,
man.
I'm not saying, look, I'm going to tell you what. It's called, look, profiling. That's just what it's called. It's called profiling. If you fit the bill, you ain't finna get no deal. It is what it is. You finna get a bill. That's what it is. You finna get a nice little bill. Because at the same time, you're going to pay me to shut the hell up. Or if we go public with this, look, you're going to want to sell.
So let me ask you this. As a company owner, you know, as a CEO, have you ever used your power to get sex from a woman?
No. Nope.
That wasn't real assuring, yes.
I was thinking about it, and you know, I have not at the same time because I had to think about it because I got to say this. Now, being the CEO of a company, hey, when people find out that you're a CEO, that creates a problem in itself. So, naturally, I'm going to say people, not just women. Women and men are attracted to power.
Check.
So,
and the pussy is the power.
It's a dangerous slope to be on because it is a slope.
But the pussy is the power.
Pussy has no power.
Pussy has no power.
Pussy has no power.
I don't know if I agree with that statement, man. I'm gonna be honest.
Well,
with you.
Let me tell you why I say pussy has no power, because pussy has no power. Mindset has a power. Whether you're out to get somebody that's in a position of power to get them, it's a mindset. Or sex is what? Something to get out there. Because at the same time, you can do this. Hey, if
pussy got power, my bro. You know what? I'm gonna show you.
Pussy got power.
Let me show you how much power pussy got, my nigga. I'm gonna start up. Now this is no chronological order, right? But these are all sense. No chronological order, but all since Bill Cosby. We're gonna start with Bill Cosby. You know, of course, you know what I mean, he had to step down from all his company acting and all of that. L.A. Reid, brother, was fired from Epic, had to step down. Of course, Harvey Weinstein. James Toback was a director. Chris Savino was an animator. Tyler Gresham was an agent. Roger Ailes, you know, the Fox exec. Of course, Bill O'Reilly worked for Fox. Roy Rice. Bob Weinstein, who was Harvey Weinstein's brother. Of course, Mark Halperin, he was a guy on MSNBC. Terry Richardson was a photographer. John Best, the chef of Best Restaurant Group. No, I'm not done.
I'm not saying you're not done.
Night
but
lady.
At the same time, you're calling out people that are in positions of power. So if you're saying that pussy has power, you're calling out people that have established power without pussy. Are you saying pussy will bring down power?
No, I'm telling you, pussy done brought down every last one of these niggas I just called out.
Okay, so basically you just said pussy brings down power. I call it bad judgment. You should have thought about you were doing before you actually stepped into the arena. How are you going to be a basketball player and step into a boxing match? No, I'm not going through that with you. How are you going to be a basketball player and step into a boxing match?
Look, all this pussy done took all these men down. These motherfuckers don't face obstacles, niggas. A lot of these motherfuckers I'm calling out billionaires. They done went through all of this shit. But pussy brought these niggas down, brother. That's power. That ain't no bad judgment, man. You can't expect it because all these smart motherfuckers ain't all making the same bad judgment.
Okay. Check it out then. The average Joe that's out here doing the same thing. Hey, pussy ain't brought them down. I'm saying I could be. Oh, hold up. You know what? I take that back. They have been. There are. I'm gonna say this. They are fucked up moments.
Yes, I'm not done. Knight Landsman from R4 Magazine. Rohit Varma, USC Dean. Also at USC with the Vice President of Advancement, David Carrera, got him out of there too. Chris Gallagher got him out of there. Justin Kalbeck, he's invested at Binary Capital. Mike Cagney was the co-founder of SoFi, the internet joint, got him down. David McClure, 500 startup company,
I agree with you on all of that. Okay, you're calling out names of people that have been brought down, but at the same time, what were they brought down for?
Telling a woman she got a fat ass. I gotta leave my billionaire.
Okay, but what was the outcome?
There is the outcome.
What, no.
You know,
what's the outcome? Who got paid from that? Did a smart motherfucker that had some wits about herself get paid from that, or did a motherfucker or did somebody with just great pussy had the your pussy made a goal?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just saying, think about it. Because if you're gonna put pussy on a platform like that, why dick can't be on the platform? Okay, great. And then look at this. Like the conversation the other night, a two inch circumference or whatever the hell was said the other night. Okay.
Yeah,
all of it ain't the same. But see, at the same time, hey, you can have 8 inches, you can have 9 inches. Hey, look, well, hey, it is what it is. Nothing is the same. So if a chick is out there saying that, hey, look, I got the golden hole, or if a guy's out there saying I got the golden stick, what's the difference? I mean, come on now. You made a fucked up decision. You went with, you thought with the wrong head, as far as the guys are concerned. You thought with the wrong head. You got outsmarted. That's what the fuck it is. You got outsmarted. That's what it is. You got outsmarted. Hell, child support. Child support. You have a baby with the wrong chick. You done got outsmarted. It is what it is. That ain't pussy. That's smarts. That's smarts about yourself. Shit. Oh, really?
Hell.
Pussy. Pussy. If pussy was a stock, that shit negative. 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 Hold on. I'm going to say it one more time for you. Negative. Hell, if dick was a stock, it's negative. Negative.
You can't handle the truth.
That's dope. That's dope. All right. Look, man. So, look. Men do things, man, to get the woman, right?
Fact. True.
You know?
True.
You know, you want to get, you know, you want to be flashy, you want to do this, you want to do that to get the woman, to get the pussy, right? You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
So, what the woman do? Like, women want the guy with the money, right? That's what they say. Like, they want a man with some money. That's like the guy, a rich motherfucker. That's, you know, that's how it goes.
Okay, so then the man becomes the hunted.
Exactly. That's my point. That's where we at with it. Feel what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying all this shit bullshit. We supposed to make passes and shit. That's what we do. I don't think it's wrong for motherfuckers. You know, you do it, you don't. I think these bitches wrong now. Like, they shouldn't have did this shit. I don't think, all this coming out, they, you know, people be saying, you know, and a lot of people ain't going to like this, but this is vain verdict, man. It's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, be like, the women so courageous for coming out and shit. I don't know if I'm really with that fuck shit.
I'm
because
sorry,
if you sat there and fucked
shit.
This man for that role, if he told you he going to do you this and do that movie, bitch, and you rich now because of that movie and done did millions of them now, now you feel bad about that shit. I'm not with that shit. That's that bullshit. That story shouldn't even have no weight. That was consensual as a motherfucker. Oh, bitch, you wasn't distraught when you were cashing that check, was it?
Okay, you know what? You know what? I can err on both sides of this because I got friends of mine that are women that I know for
I
a
got,
fact.
I'm
just throwing this out there. I got friends of mine that are women that I know that been through this bullshit for real. Like, for real, because at the same time, it wasn't no damn check involved at the end of the day. It was some fucked up shit that happened. So it wasn't no chasing the check.
No. Okay, look. Now, you got to understand the situation. None of these women was out saying they were forcibly raped. You see what I'm saying?
They were just
They were in an uncomfortable position. They were told you do this to get money, then the niggas start rubbing on them. These bitches ain't put up no fights, though. Ain't nobody saying that. I kicked him. You know what I'm saying? Nobody saying that shit. He just started rubbing on me and just happened to slip his shit in my mouth. You feel what I'm saying? Ah, this shit's crazy, my nigga.
It slipped in your mouth? Hey, it slipped in the mouth. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you, the biggest catch, and I'm going to throw this out there, this Love and Hip Hop shit in Atlanta. I know a couple of them. So, yeah, that's some bullshit. A motherfucker's going to do what they need to do to get ahead. It's proven on every day. Look, reality TV is scripted like a motherfucker. Yeah, I threw that out there. I said it.
Yeah, he did. He put it out there.
I know these motherfuckers. I know a couple of these chicks when they were driving some busted ass cars and shit.
trying to scrimmage for, man, come on now.
Dope.
And then look at you now. Now you wanna be on TV. Now you wanna date stars and stuff. Now you wanna be in the limelight because you reaching for a goal that you set for yourself. I'm gonna do this no matter what it takes to get there. And then when I get there, I'm because the thing is tell all stories.
Yeah. Man, and then I'm like, have these niggas. And y'all niggas stop being pussy too, man. A lot of y'all executives out there, man. Stop being, y'all ain't got to keep quitting and shit, man. Fuck, I want one of these niggas that get bugged and say, man, fuck that shit. I just want one. I thought Russell Simmons was going to be the one, man. They don't got Tavis Smiley. Lord have mercy. I thought that boy could do no wrong.
Hold up. I'm going to tell you another thing. Okay. Yeah, with me being the CEO, guess who the hell I'm protected by? A damn woman.
There you go. You know why?
Uh-huh.
Because you know that pussy is powerful to protect you.
That sounds good.
That's it.
And let me be clear about that. I'm saying it sounds good. But I'm not disputing that either. Because you know what? It all boils down to the keeper of secrets. That's just what it is. The keeper of secrets. Because everybody got a secret. And shit, if you don't want it out there, you better play the game right. Because it is a game.
Yeah, yeah. See what I'm saying? But that what these motherfuckers fucking up. Now, that's why I don't understand this shit, bro. They knew where they were then. These bitches been keeping this figure like 25 years, man, nigga. You going to come get Russell Simmons for some shit happening at 89, bitch? 89? Are you serious, my nigga?
The money got a price tag on it. They print this shit out every day.
It's something going on. I think it's a war on men.
Well, it's been a war on, I'm going to tell you what, it's been a war on the black man for a minute. So when you're gifted with success, because it is gifted, it is gifted from a higher power. When you're gifted with this, and then they look, okay, granted, everybody fucks up. Everybody got something they do that somebody might not agree with. Fine. Okay, it is what it is. Nobody's perfect. So, on that note, when you're gifted with this success and you go through your fuck-ups and, hey, look, you know what? You're sitting there with all the bullshit. Why is this happening to me now?
Oh, shit.
What about Karma? Karma's a bitch, too. And she don't play fair. That's the dirtiest motherfucker there is. But I respect her. I respect her more than I respect any mom. I respect her. Her, you know, whatever you want to call Karma. I respect.
Facts. Damn.
Talking about a bite in the ass. Hey, look, you think you may have did some bad stuff? Okay, tenfold, baby. That's what it is. Tenfold.
Oh, man.
I didn't get here by throwing some, you know, like showing my leg on the expressway or nothing. I had to be smarter than the average bear, boo-boo. I ain't saying I'm the smartest motherfucker, but hey, look, I'm pretty good.
Thanks.
And truth be told, had I been Russell Simmons, yeah, this wouldn't be, nah. You get no airtime on this. This wouldn't even be a conversation. It'll be like President Trump grabbing somebody on the ass. It's in the media one day. Next thing you know, I'm gonna shoot off some fucking missiles and shit and divert the conversation to something else. Really?
It grabbing a chick on the ass, that's sexual assault to you.
I'm sorry. He grabbed the pussy. That's what the report said, that he grabbed the
pussy. That might be sexual assault.
Yeah, he grabbed the front, not the back.
Be.
So, you know, that's a big ass difference.
What he trying?
But hey, look, but he's the president. Shit, he's our leader and commander.
That's what I'm saying.
He's
so I don't see what the fuck
the
big deal is. Because look, now watch this. Donald Trump said, let me ask you this, as a CEO, right? Now you done had, I'm sure you done had some episodes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know your marital status or whatever, what you got going on, whatever, what you're doing. But I'm sure you done had some times. You know, right?
Of course.
Donald Trump said, in that mindset, Donald Trump said, when you rich and you got money and power, women let you just walk up on them and grab them by the pussy. Now, have you ever been in a situation where you've done that or close to that as a rich motherfucker?
I have to plead the fifth on that one. I'm not going to confirm nor deny. You have to speak with my representatives.
And that, see, that's the ugly truth, family.
That is not the ugly truth.
That's
dude.
The ugly truth, my nigga. We were raised on rape culture, bro. That man wasn't lying. He just shouldn't have said it. I think that's what everybody, all the guys don't want to admit. He's fucking right. Y'all niggas want to get money so you can throw money on bitches and grab pussy and shit. Keep it real. That's what niggas, y'all know.
I'm gonna keep it real. All right, you want to keep it real? I don't throw money on chicks. I ain't got that kind of time. I'm gonna tell you what. I don't do strip clubs.
I mean, theoretically, you know, be flashy.
Well,
you
know, no, I mean, but you gotta think. You talking about going through the motions. You gotta think, and this is what it is. Like it goes back to the hunt or be hunted. So the hunt and be hunted. Okay. How many in this, I ain't gonna lie, it's fucked up. But how many men go out here and buy flashy cars for themselves? Not because it's appealing that a chick will like it, oh look, but because they go out here and buy it for themselves. You get a nice house for yourself. You get a nice house for yourself. You get things that you do. Because at the same time, I look at it like this. I have daughters. So I don't want my daughters to come up next to knowing the guy I was. I don't mind them knowing the guy I was because I don't sugarcoat shit for my kids. But at the same time, knowing the guy I was is knowing the guy to stay away from. Knowing the guy I am today is knowing the guy that you would want to be with.
Cool. Okay.
Now, when I say that,
okay,
I can actually say that even to this day, CEO or not, I do not have all of my, I'm not well put together by standards.
Sure.
I'm still not well put together because you know what? I am with flaw.
Sure, of course.
So.
Because you're human, like Justin said.
Yeah, there's that human word again. Human. Yes, if anybody's listening to this, please look up the definition of human.
Humane.
Exactly. That's kind of like knowing that. That's kind of like, I'm going to tell you what. That's kind of like knowing that your baby mama is a man. Turn inside out.
Yeah. True story. Don't shit, family. Make sure y'all go check out episode 2, man. I was on some shit, man. Shout out to the good folks at Kavasi and Covenant for making all that possible. It is what it is, man.
Hold up. And Coca-Cola.
Shit.
Yeah.
With that said, let me jump into this
something to this patient bills, man. One thing about it, see, I almost spilled this shit on my shirt, man. I don't like when I do that. But see, this shirt right here, I got a different coat dripping, man. Long live everything. Relaunching a new site in 2018, all streetwear apparel and more. www.coatdripping.com. Long live everything, man. Y'all fuck with it. And again, when you get that flavor from www.coatdripping.com, take your ass over to Atlanta 30 Euclid Avenue, 30307 Atlanta Custom Apparel. Got vinyl, sublimation, screen printing, all that. And get where? Man, a man open at 12 o'clock every day. 12 o'clock every day, Sunday through Thursday, right? He going to do it at 7 o'clock. Get wet Friday and Saturday, man. He got another hour for you. That's 12 to 8. Got to get over there and follow Atlanta Custom Apparel, man. About doing me thing. Follow, man, on IG as well, man. It's people, right? Y'all been checking out. I appreciate everybody that been rocking with us over here at Divine Verdict. Y'all been liking these graphics. We've been, you know, a couple of days in doing our things over here. And them graphics done by Chris Multimedia. You know what I mean? Again, it's Chris Multimedia.weebly.com. Chris Multimedia.weebly.com. Logos, fly designs, brochure designs, book designs, editing, man, all that shit, man. Don't get your shit right, man, like I did. Stop playing. Okay, then. That's what we're doing with it, man. So, Six.
Yes, sir.
With your raping ass, man. What's the verdict, man?
Well, the verdict, I think, would be, first off, I'm not a rapist. And at the same time, I want to let y'all know that it's a foreign sign every time that I have sex because, yeah, I don't do that. That was a joke. Anyway, but the verdict is don't be stupid. Pay attention to it. Hold up. It's like my mother used to tell me all the time. Pay attention. That's it. Just pay attention.
Pay attention. Okay. Okay. All right. I can do that, man. You know my views on that, man. I say know your worth, people. You know your worth. Knowing your worth goes such a long way. You know, especially when we come on that. And I, you know, to some extent, my answer to the question, was I raised on rape culture? I'm going to go ahead and say yes. You know what I mean? And like, you know, when you look back and think about it, like, man, we were some dogs, man. We did a lot of fucked up shit.
Shout out to Luther Campbell.
But we call it fun. It was fun when it was. It was consensual as hell. You know what I'm saying? Everything we ever done was consensual. But
can I share a story with you? Can I share a story with you?
Okay, go ahead.
It was about one where I met a chick at a gas station.
Hey, you know what, America? We're going to say this stuff for a later day. We're going to go ahead and say this stuff for a later day. Know your worth, everybody.
Exactly.
Know your worth, family. Know your worth, man. And that's knowing yourself, a true knowledge of self, people. You know, true knowledge of self. When you know yourself, you love yourself. When you love yourself, you do for self. When you do for self,
you one with self.
Facts. You one with self, and you want to be one with others, man. You want to do others right. And ain't no cash value on that, family. Ain't no dollars on there. No dollars in love. I'm love within us. One thing we're going to keep. And I say that's our verdict for tonight. Till next round, family. Peace and light.